心中美食美歌，涌出赞美向他献。快乐快乐，是否主真快乐，不断在我心中里，让我持续他的你，时刻遵循他旨意，才有快乐，快乐永远不
心。 耶稣，我们实在要感谢你，我们实在要赞美你。当你把我们救赎出来的时候，让我们的生命成为一个有意义的生命。我们好有一生可以坦然无惧来到你的侍奉，我们大君王。我们实在要感谢你，我们实在要赞美你。就像那个诗歌里面讲，侍奉耶稣真的有快乐，真的有快乐。我们要感谢你，我们实在要赞美你，可以让我们来侍奉你，让我们的心里面深处诉说。耶稣，我们实在要来侍奉你，因为实在是很喜乐。我们实在要感谢你，我们实在要赞美你。真的，早上把我们的弟兄姐妹都要带到你的宝座面前来，我们要聆听你的话，天上来的话语。我们实在要感谢你，我们实在要赞美你。真的，把我们的机会实在是带到你的面前来，就像诗人里面讲说，真的，我们当侍奉耶和华，当向他歌唱，认识他，耶和华是我们的神。我们实在要感谢你，我们实在要赞美你，把我们所有弟兄姐妹的心都要带到您的宝座面前来。我们实在要感谢你，我们要赞美你。早上圣灵充满我们的机会，圣高油膏我们的机会。我们实在要感谢你，我们实在要赞美你。真的，上帝的全能显在我们的当中，上帝的荣光再向我们扬眼。我们实在要感谢你，我们实在要赞美你。感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
请坐，我们把时间交给弟兄。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在我们开始早上信息以前，我想我们仍然在这里要提起一个特别代祷的事情。
Before we start our sermon, we want to mention something for intercession.
我想所有在电脑网路上的弟兄姊妹都已经知道。
I believe all brothers and sisters who are on the net already know.
我们亲爱的弟兄嘉荣弟兄，他这个礼拜被医生诊断，他得了肝癌。胰脏癌跟肝癌。
Our beloved brother Jia Rong, he has been diagnosed by doctor this week as having pancreas and liver cancer.
所以我们非常希望弟兄姊妹在最近的家庭的生活里面和个人的祷告中，常常纪念我们亲爱的弟兄。
We hope that all of us will remember our beloved brother in our daily meeting and your prayer.
我们真是在主里面，我们是一家的人。
Because in the Lord we are all family.
一个肢体受苦，全身一同受苦。
When one member suffers, the whole body suffers.
一个肢体得荣耀，我们全身就一同快乐。
When one member is glorified, the whole body rejoices.
他昨天傍晚已经出院回家。
Yesterday evening, he's already discharged from the hospital.
他现在是一方面接受化学药物的治疗，一方面也有一些其他营养的疗法。
And he's now being treated with chemotherapy as well as other natural herbal treatments.
但是我们知道真正的医治来自于全能的神。
But we know that the real healing comes from the Almighty God.
我们每一个人的生命气息、动作、存留都在全能者的手中。
All our life and our movement and our breath are in the hands of this Almighty God.
当他时候未到的时候，任何的环境不能取去我们的生命。
Before it's due time, nothing can take away our life.
在他的时候到的时候，我们没有一个人可以存留自己。
But if it's the time, none of us can save us.
我们伏在他施恩的宝座前。
So we surrender before this Almighty throne.
我们在一起将我们的弟兄交在主的手中。
Once again, we commit our brother in our Lord's hand.
所以在开始信息之前，好不好？请弟兄姊妹都站起来，我们一起有一个祷告。
How about let's stand up and pray before the sermon?
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
我们亲爱的救主。
Our dear Savior.
我们一同来到你施恩的宝座前。
We all come before your mercy throne.
我们谢谢主耶稣在十字架上为我们付了赎价。
We thank you that on the cross you have paid the redemption.
因着你所受的刑罚，叫我们得平安。
Because of your suffering, we receive peace.
因着你所受的鞭伤，你应许我们可以得到医治。
And because of your stripes, you promise us healing.
今天不论医生怎样的诊断，他的病情是怎样的严重。
Regardless how the doctor diagnosed how serious the situation is.
我们知道我们亲爱的弟兄，他的生命在你的手中。
We know that the life of our brother is in your hand.
全能的神，我们在这里仰望你的怜悯和祝福。
Almighty God, we look upon for your mercy and blessing.
垂听你儿女们的祷告。
Listen to the prayer of your children.
让那运行在他里面圣灵的大能和复活的生命。在这里吞噬他一切的死亡。
So that the great power that's working in him and the resurrection life is, will eat up the death in him.
教会也奉主的名在这里断开他一切的锁链。
And in Jesus' name, the church commands all bondages to be broken.
我们也奉你的名斥责一切的疾病。
And in your name, we rebuke all sickness.
神的儿子在他的身上来掌权。
And the Son of God will reign on him.
为他除去一切魔鬼的作为。
And withDestroy all the work of the enemy.
坚固我弟兄和众人的信心。
Strengthen my brother and all of us our faith.
将那出人意外的平安赐给他。
And grant him the peace that surpassing all understanding.
将那最深的安息赐给他。
And grant him the deepest rest.
我们将他整个恢复治疗的过程交在你的手中。
We commit the whole process of healing and recovering into your hands.
为我们阻挡一切伤害他身体的任何药物和食物。
Please block out anything that will harm him.
调度万事，将最好的来为你的儿女效力。
And make all things work for your child.
让我亲爱的弟兄在众人的祷告和你的眷顾中，能够越来越康复起来。
So that our brother's situation will get better and better through our prayers.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名在这里祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天早晨我们继续讲与主更亲爱主更深。
This morning we continue this series to be nearer to the Lord and more deeper love to the Lord.
我们剩下最后两个题目，侍奉神和荣耀神。
We have two topics remain, to serve God and to glorify God.
今天早晨我们要讲到来侍奉神。
This morning we're talking about serving God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到侍奉的时候，我们里面常常有一个错误的观念。
We often have this misunderstanding when we talk about serving God.
我们一讲到侍奉，我们就以为是要去做事情。
Whenever we talk about serving God, we think of doing something for God.
我们一讲到侍奉，就想到神家有这么多的事物等着我们去做。
Whenever we talk about serving God, we think of all these things remain undone at church.
是的，的确侍奉神，很多的时候是透过这些事物，我们来侍奉神。
Indeed, a lot of times we serve God through doing things.
但是整个侍奉真正的意义。
But the real meaning of serving God.
讲到我们今天站在一个蒙恩人的地位。
That we stand on this blessed, saved position.
今天站在一个仆人的地位上。
Us a servant.
我们侍立在这位全能伟大的神面前。
We stand before this Almighty God.
我们整个的心在他的身上。
And our heart is on him.
我们一生愿意奉献在他的手中。
We're willing to commit our life into his hands.
让他的旨意能够在我们身上成就出来。
So that his will be done on us.
让他的旨意能够透过我们成就出来。
And his will be done through us.
所以当他叫我们去做什么的时候，我们就顺服去做。
So whenever he commands us to do, we obey.
当他不准我们做什么的时候，我们就侍立在他的面前。
And if he forbids us from doing anything, we shall stand still.
所以真的侍奉不见得一定是做事情。
So the real service does not, necessarily mean to do something.
真的侍奉是讲到我们这个人侍立在神的面前，随时预备来满足他，照着他的旨意而行。
So the real service refers to that we stand before him and ready to be called by him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在新约圣经里面讲到侍奉。
So in the New Testament, whenever it talks about service,
有两个很重要的字。
The two terms are very important.
中文都翻译作侍奉或是服侍。
For Chinese, it's all translated as to serve.
一个就是真的讲到像在殿里面或是在祭坛面前的这些的所谓的侍奉。
One refers to the service in sanctuary or temple.
另外一方面，那个动词讲到侍奉的时候，特别讲到我们像奴仆一样的在这里侍候主人。
Another word is to wait upon the master as a servant.
而这个字的名词根本就是奴隶。
And then actually, it actually refers to slaves.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到侍奉的时候，我们一定要先认清楚我们自己的身份。So
whenever we talk about serving God, we have to know who we are.
今天讲到他是那位荣耀的主。He
is the glorious Lord.
我们是他的仆人。And
we are His slaves.
我们这一生都是属于他的。We
belong to Him all our days.
当我们被造的时候，就是为了要来侍奉他、荣耀他的。We
were created to serve Him and to glorify Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到侍奉的时候，我们一定要觉得不是只是外面做一件事情。
So when we talk about service, please do not just think about doing something for Him.
我是站在一个神仆人的地位上，我侍立在这位又真又活伟大的神面前。
But yet it's to stand and wait before this a living and true God.
弟兄姊妹，仆人侍立在主人的面前，他的全神都在他主人的身上。
So when the servant stands before his master, all his attention is on the master.
主人的一个眼神，一个手势，他马上知道主人要什么。
And he will understand what the master means through the eyes and movement of the hand.
那个夫妻默契够的，或是家教比较训练有素的啊。
Couples who understand each other or the children who are being trained.
客人来或是有人在的时候，只要一个眼神，马上对方就知道要干嘛。
And then they always know whatever their spouse need or their parents need in front of their guests.
因为他们中间有一个这么好的默契存在。
Because they have very good understanding between
each other. 弟兄姊妹，诗篇123篇告诉我们，仆人怎样仰望主人的手。
In Psalm 123, it says how the servant looks at the hands of the master.
使女怎样仰望祖母的手。
And how the maids look at the hands of their.
我们也照样仰望耶和华。
How the maids look at the hands of their mistress. And then that's the same way that we look upon.
他说坐在天上宝座上的主啊。
And the Lord who sits on the throne in heaven.
我向你举目。
I look at you.
这就是一个侍奉主的人。
And that is one who serves God.
不是我们叫了、催了、骂了、生气了，勉强去做一件事情。It's
not that we do it out of being urged by someone.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟神之间有一个这么深的关系，这么亲近的关系，他要什么，我们一看就知道。It's
because we have this deep and close relationship with the Lord. We understand His needs.
弟兄姊妹，这是神要盼望得到的侍奉。And
this is the type of service that God desires.
侍奉太重要了。
So important to serve.
他是我们最大的本分。And
that is our duty.
他也是我们最大的福分。And
it's also our greatest blessing.
他是一件最卑微的身份。It
is a very humble position.
他也是一个最尊贵的身份。Yet
it is also the most glorious position.
为什么我说他需要最卑微呢？
Why is that? It has to be the most humble.
什么时候我们不降卑在神的面前，我们就不配来摸神的侍奉。
Whenever we do not humble ourselves before God, we're not worthy to serve Him.
因为我们是在侍奉他，不是在做事情。
Because we're serving Him, not doing something.
为什么我们说他是最尊贵的呢？
Why do we say that it is the most glorious?
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，我们是君尊的祭司。
Because the Bible tells us that we are the holy priesthood.
英文甚至翻译说我们像王一样那么尊贵的一个祭司。
It's like we are so royal and holy.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们一个太大的身份。
And this is a glorious position.
在这万王之王、万主之主的面前，我们可以自由进出，我们可以侍立在他的面前。
We can go in and out freely before this King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we can stand before Him.
我们在座有没有任何人看过任何一个国家的元首 face to face 见到他的？
Has any one of us seen the leader of any nation face to face?
有没有人被一个君王请过吃饭的，一个元首请过吃饭的？
Have any of us been invited by a leader of a nation? My dad.
其他就没有了啊。我们可能远远看到过君王。
Maybe we have seen a leader from far away.
那我们只有一位啊。 跟君王吃过饭，跟元首吃过饭。
And only one of us has been had meal with a leader of a nation.
来，弟兄姊妹，神赐给我们一个君尊祭司的职分。
But what the position God has given us is a holy priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，天使在主的面前不敢正眼看主。
Do you know that the angels do not dare to look at the Lord face to face?
约柜上面的基督伯必须要用翅膀遮着他的头，不能够看神的。
The cherubims on the ark has to cover their face so that they will not look at God.
弟兄姊妹，我们确实在王的面前过生活。
But yet we live before the presence of our King.
神给我们一个大的尊贵的身份，叫做君尊的祭司。
Because He has given us a glorious position, it's called the holy priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，这样子的信息，今天我们可能都听过，但是我们的心却常常不知道宝贝它。
We probably all have heard of this message, but then we seldom treasure it.
所以这是为什么在以西结书44章神借着先知说当以色列百姓都走迷的时候
That's why the Lord says in Ezekiel chapter 44 when the Israelites were lost
祭司利未人撒都的子孙他们仍然侍立在我的面前
Yeah, the priest and the priest and the Levites and the
撒都的子孙他们在殿里面侍奉亲近我
And then they still stand before me, and then they serve me, and then they draw close.
弟兄姊妹，在这一个世代的里面，人常常从神的旨意中走迷掉了。
But yet in this generation, we often go astray from God's will.
我们常常从神给我们一个尊贵的身份里面，我们滑跌出来。
We often depart from this royal position that God has given us.
当神说，当神的百姓都走迷的时候
，But then God says, when the people of God go astray.
在那里还是有一般的人，他们侍立在神的面前。
But yet there were still a group of people who stood before God.
这一般人在神的眼中生何等的宝贵
And how God treasure these group of people.
弟兄姊妹我们求神提升我们
May the Lord help us
你看我们从小读书过五关斩六将来到美国读到学位找到工作不过就是侍奉一个老板对不对
See, all the way from childhood we study very hard and then we work so hard until today that we get to serve a boss
但是圣经上告诉我们一个人不能侍奉两个主
But then the Bible tells us no one can serve two masters.
我们要知道我们真正侍奉的其实是那位伟大的神。
We have to know that the one we truly serve is the Almighty God.
今生的工作我们是在世做寄居做客旅的。
We are but strangers and sojourners in this world.
地上不过是我们的副业弟兄姊妹。
So the vocation that we have is just our second job.
我们每一个人的正业就是祭司是要侍奉神的。
Our real job is a God's priest.To serve God.
所以尼弟兄告诉我们，不管你是医生也好，你是律师也好，你是厨师也好，什么事都好，但是那都是我们的副业。
So Brother Watchman tells us, even if you are a doctor, a lawyer, or a cook, it's just your second job.
我们的正业是侍奉神。
Your real job is to serve God.
因为这边道理我们很容易明白啊。
We all understand this, don't we?
但是当我们在生活里面的时候，我们常常活在眼睛里面。
But then when we live in our life, we often live by sight.
我们一个不要说大老板一个小老板的眼神都让我们晚上睡不着觉
Even our supervisor would cause us to lose sleep
我刚来加州20年前我在美国银行上班了
About 20 years ago I worked for Bank of America
我的老板 section manager 他上面是 vice president
the man above my section manager is the VP vice president
那个 VP 平常神气活现的
And he's a very arrogant man
常常在公司里面她是一个女的很神气很神气的一个
Sorry, it's a lady and she's rather arrogant
非常 bossy
she was rather bossy
有一天呢我们公司我后来才知道美国银行光美国银行就2000个 VP
Later on I found out just within Bank of America there were like 2000 VP
有一天那个公司最高级的那个 VP 跑到我们这个 department 来视察
One day a senior VP came to my department
我坐在我的那个 cubicle 里面，我就觉得说我的老板今天笑声怎么这么尴尬。
Then in my cubicle, I could hear the laughter of my boss, and then it sounds rather strange.
你发现他好乖，然后讲话都是巴结讨好的话。
And it seems like he behaved really well, and then he was doing sweet talk.
我好奇的这样伸出去一看，看到他紧紧的跟在那个比他年轻西装笔挺的那个大VP旁边，好乖好乖。
Out of curiosity, I took a look, and then he was following closely and humbly behind his boss.
跟他平常从那个哎呦走过去，一路上交代这个交代那个，指这个交代那个，完全不一样。
And she was rather different from other days.
弟兄姊妹，地上看得见的一个 authority， 让我们心里面产生这么大的尊敬。
And yet, this is only an authority on earth, yet it caused so much fear and respect.
我们何等需要主把一个简单的信心给我们。
How we need a simple faith from the Lord.
基督徒最需要的就是一个简单的信心。
What Christians need the most is a simple faith.
越简单的信心是越伟大的信心。
The simpler, the greater.
越简单的信心，越能够把圣经上神一切的应许和要求，那么实化在我们的生活中。
A simple faith can actualize Bible's words in our life.
我们何等需要主开我们的眼睛，看见我们所侍奉的是谁。
How we need the Lord to open our eyes so that we get to see who we really serve.
我常说，当我们真见主的时候，一句话都不要告诉我们，我们趴在地上都觉得这么荣耀，我所信的神这么荣耀。
I often say that the day that we get to see the Lord, we do not have to be told. We will just prostrate before the Lord because He's so glorious.
而在那个惊讶和匍匐的里面，我们里面就会充满了懊悔。
And in that awe and surrender, we will be full of regret.
因为一切都成为眼见。
Because everything has become sight in sight.
主说那个没有看见就相信的，他是有福的。
But yet the Lord told us that blessed are those who believe and yet do not see.
只有我们今生还活在时间里面，还不能够亲眼看见主的时候，一切的信心有它真实的价值。
The faith is only valuable for us when we live in this world and everything is invisible.
见到主的时候不需要信心。
That day when we see the Lord, we do not need faith anymore.
一切都成为真的。
Everything becomes real.
弟兄姊妹，只有在我们今生的时候，我们需要主来提升我们的信心。
Only in this life that we need faith from the Lord.
我们带着虔诚敬畏的心，我们来侍奉神。
Let's serve God with respect and awe.
弟兄姊妹，这不仅仅讲到神给我们一个这么尊贵的身份。
Not only that we have this glorious position.
圣经上充满了侍奉神得到的祝福和神的喜悦。
The Bible also tells us so many different blessings that we get from serving God.
申命记十一章讲到他要为我们降下春雨和秋雨来。
Deuteronomy chapter 11 says he promises that to send down rain in its season.
他要叫地里面为我们生出五谷、新酒和油来。
And then the earth will produce grain and new wine and oil.
换句话说，他要把天上的福、地里所出的福都赐给那些尽心尽心侍奉神的人。
In other words, he promised the blessings from heaven and earth to those who serve God with all their heart and with all their soul.
约翰福音十二章二十六节告诉我们，主说：“若有人服侍我，我的父必尊重他。”
And John chapter 12 verse 26 promised that whoever serves me, my Father will honor him.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等荣耀的事情！
What a glorious thing!
另外一方面，我们也要提醒弟兄姊妹。
On the other hand, we need to be reminded.
今生我们活着，是我们唯一有机会好好学侍奉的机会。
And this today, our life in this life is our only chance to learn how to serve.
马拉基书第三章讲到，有一天主要来。
Malachi chapter 3 tells us that one day the Lord will come.
当他回来的时候，
when he comes back,
他要做两样分别的工作。
He will do two things to separate.
第一个要把善跟恶的分别出来。
First, he will separate the good and evil.
这是我们通通能够了解的。
And this we all understand.
个人照着个人所行的或善或恶受报。
And he will reward everyone according to what they have done.
马拉基书第三章告诉我们他第二件分别的工作。
And Malachi chapter 3 tells us his second job to separate.
他要把侍奉神的和不侍奉神的把它分别出来。
He will separate those who serve God and those who don't.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是一件严肃的事情。
And this is a very serious matter.
因为每一样受造之物都有造他者的目的在里面。
Because every creation has its purpose when created.
而我们这一般人，神造我们的时候，更是带着一个伟大的目的来造我们。
And even more so, when we were created by God for a greater purpose.
以赛亚书四十三章告诉我们，我们是为了他的荣耀被造的。
Isaiah chapter 43 tells us that we were created for His glory.
我们的身份就是祭司，要来侍奉神的。
And our position is priest to serve God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都要起来侍奉神。
Therefore, all of us shall serve God.
先不管你在教会做了什么事情，弟兄姊妹，我们先要成为侍奉的人。
Let's not look at what you have done at church, but let's become a servant first.
神圣经上任何的话，每一句话都不改变的。
All God's words in Bible will never change.
将来分别的时候，
on that day when we are separated,
我们在座的每一个人，
every one of us here.
历史上的每一个人。
And everyone in the human history.
One by one 经过他的宝座。
One by one will pass by his judgment seat.
没有人可以替你。
No one can take your place.
你说爸爸你替我好不好？我不敢去。
You can say, Dad, can you take my place? I dare not go.
你不能跟你的弟兄说，弟兄你帮我去，我不敢去。
You cannot ask your brother to go for you.
为什么以赛亚说我在审判的路上等候你？
That's why Isaiah says, I wait upon you on this way to judgment.
所以一面我们说这是最尊贵的一件事情。
So on one hand, we say that this is the most glorious thing.
另外一面又说到我们是最需要倒空卑微的一件事情。
On the other hand, it's something that we need to empty and humble ourselves the most.
一面我们说到侍奉是充满了福分的一件事情。
On one hand, we say that to serve God is full of blessing.
另外一面它又是我们最根本的本分的事情。
And yet, on the other hand, it's our basic duty.
一面是侍奉神是一个最喜乐的事情。
On one hand, it's the most joyful thing.
但是另外一面又告诉我们不侍奉神是一件最可怕的事情。
Yet, on the other hand, it's a very serious matter if we do not serve God.
弟兄姊妹我们每一个人都要来侍奉耶稣。
So every one of us shall serve Jesus.
让我们从主的正面一切的应许和他给我们的这个honor 上让我们来侍奉他。
So let's serve him with all these promises in our hands.
那我们这个人要侍奉神，我们不是凭着我们自己就可以来侍奉他。
We cannot just serve him according to our own.
一方面讲到神在我们身上有绝对的主权。
On one hand, God has great the absolute sovereignty on us.
我们一起来读几处的圣经，好不好
？Let's read some passages.
生命记第十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
你们如果没有带圣经我就念给你们听
Deuteronomy chapter 10
所以侍奉的根据第一件事情讲到神的主权
The first basis of our service is that God has sovereignty
第十章十二节
Chapter 10 verse 12
以色列啊现在耶和华你神向你要的是什么呢只要你敬畏耶和华你的神遵行他的道爱他尽心尽性侍奉他这是神向我们所要的
And this is what God asks of you.
保罗在罗马书十四章第八节告诉我们我们活着是为主活我们死是为主死
Paul tells us in Romans that we live and die for the Lord
他说我们或活或死我们是主的人
Whether we are living or dead, we belong to God.
他在我们身上有绝对的主权。
He has absolute sovereignty on us.
活是为他活。
So we live for him.
死是为他死。
And we die for him too.
哥林多后书第五章也说到，叫我们这些活着的不再为自己活，乃是替我们死而复活的主活。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us, so that we who are living will no longer live for ourselves, but for the Lord who died for us.
而诗篇七十二篇十一节告诉我们，诸王都要来叩拜他。万国都要来侍奉他。
And Psalm 72 verse 11 says, All kings will bow down to him, and all nations will serve him.
弟兄姊妹，这是神定的永远的旨意。
And this is God's eternal will.
今天在世界上，也许我们不见到、看到列国列邦都在敬拜他。
Maybe in this world, we do not see that all nations are serving him.
当他驾云降临的时候。
But on that day when he descends on clouds.
多少人在荣耀的里面去见他。
So many people will get to see him in glory.
多少人在喜乐和荣耀的里面来侍奉来敬拜他。
And so many will serve him in joy and glory.
但是有多少当初不肯侍奉他的说大山啊倒在我们的身上小山啊压住我们让我们躲避他的愤怒。
And yet there will be many who will claim that mountains come down on us so that we can escape the wrath.
那时候诸王都要叩拜他。
Because at that time, all kings will bow down before him.
万国都要来侍奉他。
And all nations will serve him.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉的根据第一件事情是因为神拥有我们，他有主权，我们必须来侍奉他。
So our first basis for serving God is that he has absolute sovereignty and we belong to him. He owns us.
我想我们都买过车子，对不对
？We all have bought a car before.
啊，有一次我们家的那个箱型车 caravan 的时候。
When we bought our caravan,
啊，因为为了要省一点钱，所以我们买一辆是那个 dealer 已经开了几千迈了，但是还是有保证的，我们把它买下来。
In order to save money, we bought a floor model that already has thousands of miles.
假设。
Let's assume.
我付了钱以后。
After I paid.
他车子交给我了。
And then the car was delivered to me.
我开回家了。
And I drove home.
第二天早上，我正好很高兴要上班的时候。
And the next morning, when I was ready to go to work.
我一开门，发现我的车子不见了。
If I discovered that my car was missing.
然后搞了老半天，原来他又给我拿去开走了。
And then I found out the dealer took it back.
我跟他讲说，我已经给你买了，你为什么不还给我？
Then I would probably argue with him. I already bought it. How come it doesn't?You don't give it back to me.
他说我已经开得好习惯了，而且我还有一份钥匙嘛。
And then he, if he says I'm already used to this car and I have another copy of key anyway.
你把它硬是要回来了。
And then finally you get your car back.
过了几天你又很急的时候。
And after a few days when you are in need of a car.
你出来是发现车子又不见了。
And then you found out your car is missing again.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们在座没有一个人能够忍受这件事情，对不对？
I'm sure none of us can stand something like this.
我花了这么多钱。
I paid such price.
我把你买回来。
I bought the car.
本当是我的。
It belongs to me.
本当就是我的。
It belongs to me.
它应该在我的手中随我的心意来使用。
It should be used by me according to my will.
你怎么有资格再随便拿回去呢？
How dare you take it back? You're not qualified.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都是基督用他的宝血重价所买赎回来的。
And yet today, all of us were bought by Jesus'
precious blood. 这就是保罗说的，我活着不再是自己的人。
That's why Paul says, I no longer belong to myself.
我或活或死，我是主的人。
Whether living or dead, I belong to the Lord.
让我活着就不再为自己活，我是为我的新的主人来活着。
So that I no longer live for myself, but for my new master.
所以弟兄姊妹，侍奉第一件事情我们要看到 is our duty. 我们已经属于他的。
So to serve God is our duty because we already belong to Him.
弟兄姊妹，那就算我们本该来侍奉他。
So that even though we belong to him and we ought to serve him,
但是当我们堕落犯罪之后,
but when we fall,
我们已经失去了这个特权,
we lost this privilege,
我们没有资格来服侍他,
we're not qualified to serve him.
所以侍奉的根据的第二件事情讲到基督的救赎。
So the second basis of our service is the redemption of Christ.
我们原本就是属于他的。
We originally belong to him.
我们本来就该侍奉他。
We ought to serve him.
但是因为我们的犯罪，
but because of our sin,
让人没有资格再来侍奉神。
We were disqualified to serve him.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们不能够把侍奉讲低了。
So today we cannot talk about serving God as something very common.
好像教会在这里求人来侍奉神一样。
As if we are begging people to serve God.
今天神还肯把侍奉的机会给我们，是神怜悯我们。
So actually, it's God's mercy that we were given chance to serve Him.
我好多时候跟别的教会的牧者谈起来，我心里面真的都很难过的事情。
I often talk with other pastors, and then we have grievance in our hearts.
他们教会主日学老师怎么找都找不到人肯出来当主日学老师。
Some of their churches they just could not find people to teach Sunday school.
我说我们教会主日学老师还居然有 waiting list， 他们不敢相信的。
And they cannot believe that there's a waiting list for teaching Sunday school at our church.
弟兄姊妹，很多的事物在教会里面没有人要来做。
There were so many needs at church, yet no one cared.
这是因为我们不认识我们自己的情形。
That's because we do not understand who we are.
如果神真的开我们的眼睛，
If the Lord really opened our eyes,
看见像我这样子败坏满身罪污的人，
that we get to see we who are filthy sinners.
神今天居然用他儿子的血洁净了我。
And yet today we are cleansed by God with His blood of His Son.
重新来侍奉神。
So that I can serve Him again.
可以重新坦然无惧地来侍奉神。
So I can serve Him again without fear.
我们要读两节的圣经啊。
Let's read some scripture passages.
我们请读路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1.
好像时间的关系，我开始读了啊。第一章第七十二节，对不起，七十四节。
Verse 74。
叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。就是讲到我们蒙救赎一个非常重要的目的。
So this is one of the important purpose for being saved.
使我们可以终身。在他面前，而且坦然无惧的用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
So that we can serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
凭着我们自己，没有一个人有资格可以坦然无惧的站在他面前。
Because by ourselves, none of us can stand before him without fear.
凭着我们自己，没有一个人可以在主面前说我是用圣洁和公义来侍奉他。
by ourselves, none of us can claim that we can serve him in holiness and righteousness.
希伯来书第九章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14.
基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无耻的献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？好，弟兄姊妹，再一次讲到主宝血洁净我们，是为了叫我们侍奉永生神。
So the blood of Jesus cleanses us so that we get to serve the living God.
也侍奉的第二个根据。
So the second basis of our serving God.
因为主已经用他的血为我们付了代价。
It's because the Lord has already paid the price with His blood.
我们再不配，当我们来到神面前的时候，我们知道主的血在我们的身上。
Though unworthy, when we come before God, we know that we are covered by His blood.
也因着这个，让我们在主的面前有一个把握，我们的侍奉可以来讨神喜悦。
And also because of this, we have this assurance that our service is pleasing to God.
我们来讲怎么样子在主的面前能够有合神心意的侍奉呢？
Then how can we serve God after His own heart?
弟兄姊妹，这个题目是一个很大的题目。
This is a big topic.
啊，我这里一直在主面前有一个负担，可能明年我会有一段的时间讲到我们在教会里面的侍奉和建造。
I have this burden. Maybe next year we will talk about how to edify and serve a church.
因为我们所有的信仰所有的救恩都不应该是为了我们个人的享受和需要而已。
Because all our beliefs and our salvation shall not just for our own purposes.
虽然蒙恩常常是我们第一个经历。
Usually being blessed is our first experience.
但是在主的面前被建造来完成神的心意是神在我们身上更高的旨意。
But then yet there is a higher purposeThat God wants to edify us so that His will be done on us.
今天早晨我在这里简单的提几个点，就我们怎么样子在我们的侍奉上能够越来越讨神的喜悦。
So that I'll touch up on few points how we can serve God according to His own will.
第一件事情，神所要的侍奉是一个单一、绝对的侍奉。
First, God wants us to serve Him only and absolutely.
好，上个礼拜我提过主耶稣受试探的时候。
Last week I mentioned that when Jesus was tempted,
路加福音第四章第八节，他回答撒旦说：“当拜主你的神，然后什么？单要侍奉他。”
And in Luke chapter 4 verse 8, when Jesus was tempted, he replied to the devil, says, "Worship God, the Lord your God, and serve Him only."
我不晓得我普通话标不标准。第一个是当，必须，当拜主你的神。第二个是单，单单的单，单要侍奉他。
So you shall worship God and serve Him only.
一个是讲到必须，一个是讲到单一。
So that means you must and only.
所以我们讲到侍奉的第一件事情，讲到单一而绝对的侍奉。
So the first thing when we serve is that we serve Him and then only.
马太福音也讲得很清楚哈，一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
In Matthew, it tells us very clearly that no one can serve two masters.
我们不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
Either you love the one and hate another, or you devoted to one and despise another.
这个道理我们很容易清楚的。
It's all very clear to us.
你脚踏两条船，你就不可能往前去。
Because you cannot at the same time stand on two boats.
所以神在这里讲到第一件的事情是讲到我们必须要知道，我们在这里侍奉必须是单一而且绝对的侍奉。
So the Lord tells us that when we serve Him, we have to serve Him only.
不仅仅讲到我们不能够去侍奉别的神或是世界。
Not only that we cannot serve other gods or the world.
就连在侍奉的里面，这些事物，甚至圣殿里面的仪文都不能够替代主。
But even the written code or the rituals in the ceremony cannot replace serving God.
我们是在侍奉神。
Because we're serving God.
这是第一件事情我们要搞得很清楚的。
And that's something we have to be very clear.
不然很多的时候我们在忙碌的里面我们就被事情霸占。
And otherwise we often being preoccupied by matters.
或者被我们服侍的责任霸占而忘了我们是来服侍神。
Or we are too occupied by our responsibilities that we forget we're serving God himself.
我的小儿子好好他三岁的时候第一次当花童啊。
When my second son was the ring boy for the first time, when he was three.
那是快三岁的时候。
He was about three.
那天我自己在那里穿西装打领带，在那边预备自己的时候。
And when I was dressing myself that day.
我突然看见他那个小人忙进忙出的在那里找东西。
And then I noticed that he was busy looking for something.
然后拿着一个 sandwich bag, 那个装三明治的袋子。
And then he got a sandwich bag.
里面有一支绿色的水枪跟一支蓝色的水枪已经在里面。
And then he put two water guns in the sandwich bag.
他还在找第三支。
And he was looking for his third one.
我问他说你在干什么？
So I asked him, what are you doing?
他说我在预备枪啊，我说你预备枪干嘛？
He says, I'm preparing for my water guns.
他说我要跟新郎新娘玩呢。
Because I'm gonna play with the groom and the bride.
我说谁跟你讲当伴郎是叫你带枪去的？
So I asked him, who told you that?
包头是叫你带枪去。
Who told you to prepare guns when being a ring boy?
他说不然我站在那边干嘛？好无聊。
Then he says, then what should I do when I stand there? It's so boring.
啊，完全不知道他真正的使命是什么。
He had no idea what his duty was.
他所以他整个的这个兴趣跟他的忠心还在自己的需要和看法上。
Because all his interest and attention were on his own.
我说你什么都不好带，哪里在人家婚礼上带枪给新郎新娘呢？
So I told him this is not a good news to bring water gun to the wedding.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们到底在干什么。
We have to know what we're doing.
我们一切的事物，透过一切的侍奉，我们是在侍奉神。
Through all our services, we are serving Him, God Himself.
然后我们另外一方面就说到是专一啊。
And then we have to serve him only.
我们不可能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
It's impossible that we serve God and money at the same time.
弟兄姊妹，这两个东西是真实的冲突在我们的里面。
Because there are the real conflicts in us.
我想任何一个新娘永远不能满意新郎告诉她说，我已经把我的爱90%都给你。